it's easy to look at some people, and even at ourselves, quite frankly, and think, if God were going to use anyone for good, it wouldn't be that one. It could never be me. Funny how quick we are to underestimate what God can do through bog, ordinary people like you and me. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be with you again. Today we're going to meet an ordinary man whom God used in a most powerful way. Because that's just what God does, time and time again. And please stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you draw closer to Jesus and live in the victory that he died and rose again to give you. Amen. Most of us would agree that war is a horrible, ugly thing. So what motivates people to join the armed forces? I spent 10 years as an officer in the Australian Regular Army. For me, well, I was young, it was an adventure, it was about excitement. But what about a Roman centurion in the first century AD? What would have motivated him? It would have been a tough gig, an officer in an army occupying a foreign land. The Roman Empire, of course, ruled the known world at the time. In fact, if God was God and sent his son Jesus as a Jew, the last person you would ever expect God to use would be a Roman officer, don't you think? Well, think again, because God has this habit of doing things through people that you and I probably wouldn't have a bar of. Coolness is a very, very important quality and commodity these days. It's about acceptance, it's about funkiness, it's about aspiration. Cool is, well, that's cool. And if you're not, you just aren't. Ask any teenage kid and they'll tell you, cool is an incredibly important thing. It's everything. Adults, we're into cool as well. Things, people, we judge them. If they're cool and acceptable, we like them. And if they're not, they're not. We do that, don't we? So if we're expecting God to use someone, if God is God and God is doing something good in the world and God is touching people's lives, we would expect that he would use one of the cool people. Would he use a Roman centurion, a soldier, an officer? Well, not if you're a first century Jew. I mean, God is the God of the Jews. God is the God who chose Israel to be his chosen people. And Roman centurions, Roman soldiers, were brutal, occupying soldiers. If I were a Jew in the first century, I would definitely not be happy with God using a Roman centurion to do anything. But the scary thing is, God did exactly that. He was a man called Cornelius, and he lived in Caesarea, a port city in the Mediterranean. It says that an angel appeared to him, and this is what happened. The angel says, Cornelius, and Cornelius stares at the angel in absolute terror. This is what the angel says, your prayers and your giving to the poor have ascended as a memorial before God. Isn't that an interesting thing for an angel to say to a Roman centurion? Your prayers and your giving to the poor have risen up and ascended, and they're like a memorial before God. And then the angel gives him some instructions. He says, look, send someone over to a place called Joppa, to a place where this man Peter the Apostle is, and get him to come over here and tell you about Jesus. Recognize, up until now, the Jews thought that God was only there for the Jews, and Jesus had only come for them. I mean, he was one of them, Jesus. Jesus was a Jew, and they figured, well, if Jesus was the Messiah, not all of them believed that, but they said if Jesus is the Messiah, surely he came for the chosen people, for the Jews. But God had a different plan. God came for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. God came for you and me as well as the Jewish nation, because God loves us all. Now, you have to understand this is a radical, radical notion, and God picks Cornelius and sends an angel to this Roman centurion and his family. God picks Cornelius to be the first of the Gentiles to receive the good news about Jesus Christ. Now, Peter's a Jew, and it was a radical idea to him as well. But just at the same time as this angel was appearing in Caesarea to Cornelius, Peter was having a radical dream. A dream that I won't go into the details of now, but you can read it in the book of Acts, chapter 9. A dream that was opening him to the possibility of taking the good news to the Gentiles. And so the men came to Joppa from Cornelius, and they knocked on Peter's door, and Peter was ready to go, and he went back to Caesarea with them. And he sat everyone in Cornelius' household down, and he told them all about Jesus. And it says in the book of Acts, while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Cornelius, his family, his servants, his whole household. The Jews who were there, they were astounded. that God had poured his Spirit out on Gentiles as well. And subsequently, the Apostle Peter goes back to the other apostles and said, look, this is what happened, guys. I mean, what do you think about this? Is it legitimate? They had to talk about it. They had to think through their theology. Do you think, guys, this is good? Was this a God thing? What's going on here? God had a plan. God had this plan to pour his love out to you and me as well as to the nation of Israel. And you know what? You and I are a bit like those Jews that were there in Cornelius' house. They were surprised that God would use Cornelius in such a powerful way. You and I have preconceived ideas about whom God should use and how he should do it and why and when. You know what I mean? We look at some people and think, wow, God could never possibly use that person for any good. If you'd asked Peter and the other Jewish followers of Jesus a few weeks before that happened, would God do this? Would God go to the Gentiles? Would he use a Roman centurion to do it through? I bet their answer would have been a resounding, you've got to be kidding me. Surely God could never use these brutal Romans to pour his love out onto. If someone asked you, would God do something powerful through you? What would you say? God's a big God. God uses little people. God makes some surprising choices. Me, I was an IT consultant in the information technology industry. That's what I did. I was tough, hard-nosed, materialistic, a businessman. I became a Christian a decade and a half ago, and today millions of people hear about Jesus every week when I sit behind a microphone. Go figure. God does some utterly bizarre and unpredictable things, things that you and I would never, ever, in a million years, think that he would do. This is an exciting message. God doesn't care about our external packaging. God cares about our hearts, and he got the angel to say to Cornelius, your prayers and your giving to the poor, the things that you did in secret, have ascended before God as a memorial. What's a memorial? You know, when you see a memorial to fallen soldiers, for instance, it has all their names on it, and it stands above other things and separates from other things, and it stands for a long time. It's something you notice. It commemorates them, and you notice it. So what the angel said to Cornelius, God's noticed you. God's noticed the way you pray in secret. God's noticed the way you give money to the poor in secret. That's like a memorial in front of the eyes of God. When God was looking around for someone he could use to be the first Gentile, this memorial with Cornelius' name on it was right in front of God's eyes. It was there because Cornelius had a relationship with God. It was there because Cornelius was giving to the poor. A Roman centurion, for crying out loud, was doing this stuff. And when God was looking around for some little person like you and me to do something amazing by pouring out his Holy Spirit on the Gentiles, absolutely radical, this memorial was in front of God's eyes. And God said, I know who I'll pick. I'll pick Cornelius because Cornelius has a heart for me. Cornelius has a relationship with me. Even though he's an impossible job as a centurion, Cornelius has bowed down before me. And so when we take the step and say, God, I want a relationship with you like the one Cornelius has had, and just quietly follow after God, pray and adore him and worship him and do the things he asks us to do, that is like a memorial before God's eyes. And one day, when God needs a little person just like you to do some amazing thing that he's planned in his heart all along, that memorial will be in front of his eyes. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website, freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh eDevotional sign-up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.